evening.
Good evening.
You're the first, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I got the book Gathered Stones off my shelf, and I always wanted to type up the verses and scriptures he had, so I'm trying to do, I did a few of them. They're really good, so when I finish, I'll send it to you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Do you think the Tikkuni Zohar is too much for people, if that's why they don't come?
Well, at times it is, but I think maybe tonight they're preparing their yards and homes. You know, we have to cover water faucets outside and plants and if they're in a mobile home, they, you know, or if their house is not on a slab and on piers, they have to make sure everything's covered up because pipes, water pipes get broken, and a lot of people don't get home until 5 o'clock. Now, I'm not so sure about our students, but those at work, it's a hard task.
It is, especially if you're
you know, you'll have several hard ones that, you know, you have a hard time understanding, and then you'll have one you really understand. And so it kind of encourages me.
No, I agree. It comes like that.
The RE is the same way.
Correct. Correct.
Maybe
although
not quite as hard.
It's not quite as hard, but it look, this is really deep Kabbalah. It takes a lot of contemplation, and we're going through a lot of different classes at the same time, so, you know, in a week's period. So we really don't have the time.
I happened to look to see if I had printed the one that you did Sunday about Job and Terah, and I had. I had printed it. I had the date on it, and I also had markings and notes. And I didn't remember anything. And this year, it just, I've already read it 3 times, and I don't want to put it up yet.
Well, I only got to, like, the second chapter, right? I mean, I have more than on there, but I haven't really gone through more than the first 2 chapters.
Well, I had it printed, so... I found it today because I'm separated.
I put the Zamra, his commentary up through the first 7 chapters. So that's what you're reading, but I haven't added to it and really gone through it.
I had printed all those in 2007 because at that time I was subscribing, you know. You know, I just had just about the whole tour, I guess. And but you've added comments, so, you know, that makes a difference. And I think I printed chapter 1 and 2, but I'm waiting because I wanted to make sure you had added your comments before I did any more.
No, it's important because I think my comments do help. They add to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't like skipping verses, which he does all the time. You know, he just comments on a few verses.
Well, he would send 2 chapters at a time every day. But I learned a lot from him you know, at that time.
No question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that he's recovered from his illness.
Oh, I didn't know he was sick.
Yeah, he had a very severe illness where I think he was hospitalized for 3 or 4 weeks and home recuperating. He wasn't doing the work for probably 3 months.
Oh, okay.
And he hasn't revealed what the illness was. It was just a severe illness.
Mm-hmm. Randall. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay.
We've got our two. Okay.
So, please join me in saying the Anabikoa. Anabikoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Terura, Alephet Gimel Yutaf Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshehu, Kevavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kafshin, Barhem Taharem, Rakame Sikatha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Saditat Gimel Spasin Kadosh Biro Tucha Nael Adata Betkuf Bet Tetanayan Yachid Geyesh Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidushata Yud Gimelamed Pezayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyatav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yoheh Waheh, Adonai Yoheh Waheh, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, No seawon wafesha, the chata'a vinake. We'll now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parasha Yitro. It is Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kudsha Barichu. Ishkinte bidhilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu Leakta l'shem yudhe bavavhe b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah V'ahino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kanunei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kanuneihu Pasuk 29 Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandekucha Berichu Koma Diaved Leela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Vilvada Dikshot Veleilach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Vedach yaleya mineya ulan haga veya kalana tehakulu ovada dikshot inun Wicca lies to reveal mine. The energy of the year 5780, this current year, is twofold. One is external, and that connects to the world compensate. And one is internal, that connects to the world Shefa. And the essence of Shefa is God's goodness. It's the metaphysical energy that comes into our physical world from the spiritual world. And it is our job to reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensate, the compensation. And we do that by studying various verses that connect to this energy. So tonight we will study Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23. Ve'im ta'achtecha ta'amod ha'baheret lo pasata tzarevet ashkinchi v'ticharo ha'kohen. In the translation, but if the bright spot stay in its place and be not spread, it is the scar of the boil. And the priest shall pronounce him clean. And the energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. And it's, there's one verse in the Tanakh that we study that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10.
Vesam timakom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam tatar v'lo yudanu od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher v'rishodah.
We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its Greek vowel out loud in sequence. I seem to be getting quite a bit of static, so please try and mute your phones by pressing star 6. If you want to ask a question, you'll be able to do so by unmuting that phone. So the 72 names of God with the verse, with the tool of saying each letter out loud in sequence with its root vowel.
Wahe, wayo, layo, sayote, alame, mehe, shi, la, lahe, aka, aka, heta, hezayo, alada, la awa he he ya yozala me be he he re yo he kome la awa kala yo la wawa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he ya a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he te wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me.
We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a ame me be shi la yo he anu a kameta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo cha la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu me cha yo y se yo, me nu he se se wa, nu he, nu yo he, he shi a yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me la yo pe wa he re, yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da, a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo nu ko me yo re la hey pe hey me sa re wa hey be yo a hey a la wa me sa yo Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 15th day of Cheshvan. This is the full moon day normally. It was actually on Monday. Matatis Yahu ben Yochanan, the Kohen Gadol, the father of the Hasmonaim. This is the person that brought us into the conflict with the Greek with the Greek world and the holiday of Hanukkah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yitzhak ibn Archa. Rabbi Tzvi Horowitz of Tordekhov, Rabbi Lev Bal Yisurim, and that the name Yisurim means to suffer. So he is the master of suffering. And he can be used as a vaccine against suffering by davening at his grave, at his kever. Rabbi Shmuel Frankel of Dorag and Rabbi Chaim Pinto II was born in Mogador in Morocco. Rabbi Abraham Yeshaya and Rabbi Shemayuhu Yosef Karolitz. And in short, he is known as the Chazon Ish, the man who has vision. He's a very great Kabbalist. And I'm going to add something unusual in our meditations. You can find it on the Unique Astrological Times link. And I have to look it up where exactly it is. But it should be towards the bottom. It's about a half inch up from the bottom, and it says, when Israel is in an active physical war, this is a good thing to say. And it's the battle prayer for when Israel is involved with a physical war. And unfortunately, that is a possibility. And so I think it's appropriate for us to be saying that today. When the landing page opens up, The prayer itself is at the bottom of the page. And I'm opening up the PDF for where the actual prayer is. And it's taking a while to open up. Yarmiyahu l'man simcha hakadosh b'chatahor ha'yotzei me'ha'asuk Hashem yilachem lachem v'yatem tacharishun shetat L'chayla nidnu u'kol shomrei amcha Yisrael Koach v'hatzalocha v'netzach V'kol amin bein v'dalur Bein b'chathama Bein b'kol mereva u'vadim v'yehyu Divrei hakamachatam nishmeayim Ve'ane kol adam v'lo yakol shom adam le'amod Ke'negdam v'shum devar v'koach Hashem hazah U'makoro v'shehu zeh Yika wika Yetem hata wichach Vachem ari yikesh Lalu lalau hamon May it be your will, Hashem, our God, and God of our forefathers, that for the sake of your holy and pure name that comes forth from the Pasuk, Hashem will fight for you and you shall be silent, that you give to our soldiers and all those who support your people, Israel, power and success to be victorious in all matters, that their words be heard, that they be wise, that they dominate in every conflict and in every judgment. May their words of wisdom be adhered to by others, and may no one be able to stand against them in anything. All this I ask by the power of your holy name. Amen. May it be so, be your will. The Ma meditation, or the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo, I hate me, why yo, hey. Yo, I hate me, why yo, hey. Yo, I hate me, why yo, hey. Yesod. You are who ni woo yo who. You are who ni woo yo who. You are who ni woo yo who. Hod. You are who ni woo yo who. You are who ni woo yo who. You are who ni woo yo who. Netzach. Ye are he ni woo yo he. Ye are he ni woo yo he. Ye are he ni woo yo he. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gevura. Yeah, ni we yo. Yeah, ni we yo. Yeah, ni we yo. Chesed. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hair. Bina. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hair. Yeah, any way yo hey. Hachma. Yeah, honey, why yo ha? Yeah, honey, why yo ha? Yeah, honey, why yo ha? Keter. Yeah, honey, why yo ha? Yeah, honey, why yo ha? Yeah, honey, why yo ha? We'll now connect to the Yesser Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-ele le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha, asher hotzeiticha. Meretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim lo yihye lecha. Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh. Lecha pesel v'kol tamuna. Asher bishmayim mima'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo teshtachaweh lachem v'lo tavdem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha. El nachana poked awon avot al banim al shileishim. We are rebein lishonai we oseh hesed lalafim. Leo havai ushomrei mitzvotai lo tisai et shem Hashem. Elohecha lashav. Kilo yinake Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadsho sheshet yamim ta'avot ve'asita kol melachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat la'ashem elohecha. Lo ta'ase kol melacha ata u'bincha. U'bitecha. Avdecha v'yamadcha u'vemdecha. V'gercha asher. Bisharecha kisheshet yamim, asa Hashem et
Hashamayim, v'et haaretz, et hayam v'et kol asher bam v'anach v'yom hashvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat v'yikadshehu. Kabed et avicha v'et imecha leman yarikun yamecha al ha-adama. Asher Hashem Elohecha naten la. Lo tirzach, lo tinaf, lo tigno, lo tane, pereacha. En shaker, lo tachmod, et reecha. Lo tachmod, eshet reecha. We avdo, we amato, we shoro, acham. Call Asher Lirecha. The Ma Meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. And now for the Kaddish that we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight. Got a few too many windows open is what the issue is. But should be open momentarily.
And we all say Amen. Vid barach, vid shabbat, vid pa'ar, vid romam, vid nase, vid adar, vid tale, vid talal, shemei dekucha, le'ela min kol birkata, v'shirata, tushbechata, v'nechemata, da'amiran bi'alma, yehei shlama rabba min shamaya. Chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen.
Tonight's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You'll find the handout
on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the last row, row 19, the second column from the left. When you open up the landing page, you'll need to scroll down to class and section 59A, which is where we will begin with the Aramaic. Regalim tehoget tehog li b'shana u'gina u're kol zechoricha l'kaime zechor u'shmor zachor l'zachor u'shmor l'nakala l'nakeva kol ho'aylein Dazalin liastakala na liatkalala. Bishikinta tsarichin lemechavla dorona hadahutikviv divarim tayatvav velo yirat. Yirah et b'nei Hashem roi kam v'tzarich l'machadei bo adahu tikativ u'shmachat b'tagiv da'ayehi hado t'kutsha b'richu itkariyat Yamin diazil maechame lo tarich linatara germeya meyativu diayehu leilait chashoka atvon shaul tacho deayehi mom. Vialeya yitbar kol asher bo mom lo yikarav ish kamata anat yedoda shakinta ila'a viala atmar miten besitre yikafa af begin Dayahi si jama olam haba karinan lo metana viala yitbar ishmach moshe b'matnatanat helko begin demitat elafim haya kivarkat Hashem al Kicha, Asher netan lach, Dashkrinta, Pata achad nesitra, Diyamina beraka, Dechad nesitra, Ishmala metana, Diyod shikinta yehi, Ashvun tekafukufin, umazalin umoladin, viavorin arvatekofin, diatkariu arba tekafot, vilakol tekofat, latirhin, uhon tereyasher mizalot, Yanun Lekabel Terena Seser Shivatin de Israel. We call Itkashar Bahai Shemea Adonai Ayehi Shekinta. Tata Tekafa
The Arvatakol Findi Nun Mesitra Ishmala Hazak Tekif. Nun Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The call ho terrain asse eser bezalot. Peshin mesitra de dain. Ugin de mazona. Patatia minehu amru. Me are matanitin. Peshin mazono tau. Shel Adam Tekariat Yam Suf Tid Kare Behon Latarin Eser Pirkin Deyatit Behon Ulka Belihu Tirain Aser Yirchi Shatalinun Vav Vavraza The Avora, the Daud Yirche, Talat Eser Da Aleph Yud Veda Vav Shete Me Talat Eser Yirchin Uve Yatzarich Leashot Shene hachama im shenat halavana ulchaida lon b'machalich hayem sa'id ayehu amoda hem sa'ita ve'im barnash v'dal maimni ulhashvot shanat hachama Im shanit halavana t'laichad lon Ihu yedamate yehi pesach v'chadash Ha'aviv uvada ushvon Avava yemi bara barata Hadahu diktiv Devarim dalet ushmaritam v'yeshtim. Ki hi mekamatachem, tulvintachem ushamratem, v'yeser davav kuf kei haya hakamatachem. Uvintachem dayuke bevama yechon shavinava. I have to wait until the page moves. And it seems to be having a difficulty tonight. So it will eventually clear. Apologize for the delay.
clear up shortly. Doesn't seem to be moving. Naturally, it went a little bit too far, so I may be skipping a line. Uweimitakaravin betzalotin, the kuchabarihu isabalin, kama machteshin, adahu diktiv, tehilim mem dalet. Ki alicha horaganu, ko hayom v'nachashaveinu katzaan, tavcha itchazeka ilu azvachat, alavet olotich v'et shalimich, v'gomer dada shezavzit, Sheziklon me mata de malacha hamot adahu diktiv teilim lamedvav adam vachama hoshia Hashem tealin diavadihu kivarin tzchakala viakalin bela. Tzilotin meita tachon, yehekavarin tchakala, v'shachid lon melachach, chamod mada keneged ameida v'laot, ela v'sakin, gagom kashachid lon, V'atakariyu nevala v'alayhu idmar nevaliti Yekomon masakin gefum pegum Dasam samech mem alachar sakin gafukum V'dayit gare v'ayehi gepegima Sam chamot
fa re fa fa la. And now for the English translation. The present we give to the Shekinah is our attention. The awareness of her presence is enough to make that holy connection. Therefore, a male, remember, which is the active study of Torah, and for a female, observe, this is the recognition of holiness that is brought about by Torah study. The purpose of the Shekinah is to establish the holy connection in order to remove the blemish of negativity. The descent into materiality and the active awareness of holiness. Sadness cuts off the connection. When you let go and allow her to become a part of you, there is the awakening, which in itself becomes the gift, and that is hidden, and then suddenly it is there. It is the gift of the awareness of Elohim, or the way things work. The blessing from the lower Shekinah is when we make the connection with holiness, bringing it, the blessing, forth from the right-hand side, and as it flows, it changes state from blessing to gift. In this way, we continuously pass along our blessings as gifts. At every moment, holiness reigns, calling itself the various cosmic events, which line up the templates for holiness, called new moons or seasons or mazalot, and many other words. Living a life without awareness, you become ensnared by death, called carcass, beasts of the field, samach mem. In order to prevent annihilation of your own negligence, we are given the means to become aware of the Shekhinah, allowing us to continue to partake of the holiness that is connection. And I am adding, having the consciousness directed to holiness will keep away the chaos. The problem is people lose this awareness, and then the chaos that did not manifest comes into our lives. My computer is jumping around, so that's why I'm stopping. But we'll start up because we're almost finished. V'yod hashkina hayom ha'itzvot ha'sifat agim ha'tura sh'ne'emar behem dagim ve'achkavim inun da'onim shechita. And furthermore, the Shekhinah is the mitzvah of the meeting of the fish of the sea of the Torah, of whom it is said, fish and locusts do not require slaughtering. That is the end of the class. I apologize for all the delays. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting yourselves, tomorrow is Wednesday, and we have three classes tomorrow. One will be at 11 a.m. West Coast time, and that's the Jewish history class. One is at 4:30, as we will continue dealing with our deeper Zohar class in the Parasha of Lech Lecha. So we are approaching the end of that section. And then the third class is at 7 o'clock, will be questions and answers. Does anyone have any questions?
I didn't quite understand the last sentence. It was like it to me. It didn't belong with the rest of the page. Can you kind of explain that? And furthermore, Shekinah is the commandment of the meeting of the fish of the sea of the Torah, of whom it is said, fish and locusts do not require slaughtering. Is it just saying the holiness of the Torah is compared to fish in the sea? You don't need to be slaughtered.
Think of these as code words.
Let me put it a little bit louder. I had to quiet so that I wouldn't wake Tony. Okay. I've got
code words.
Mm-hmm.
The Shekhinah is a code word for Elohim. It's a code word for the way things are.
Mm-hmm.
They work. They're natural laws. Mm-hmm. That's the essence of the Shekhinah. The Torah is a sea of wisdom, a sea of Hashem's thoughts, a sea that is connecting, that is the essence of Hashem. Whatever the word sea represents, it's a body of chesed because it's a body of water. It is said that fish and locusts do not require slaughtering. Now let us understand, what are fish? Fish are animals that swim in the sea. They're swimming in the sea of Torah. So it's talking about a particular personality characteristic of a human being that is connecting to the Torah, that connects him to the Shekhinah. And by studying the Torah, he doesn't have to reincarnate. Excuse me. He doesn't have to go to Gehinnom, to go to hell, in order to cleanse his physicality connections. Because the fish is always surrounded by water. What are locusts? They're grasshoppers. They're insects, but they're more than insects. They fly. But they also can be part of the negative system. Of all the species of locusts, there are only four that are kosher for eating. Now, we have lost track of what those four are. We don't know today. So we assume all locusts are not kosher. But the verse is telling us that fish, because it's surrounding by water, and locust, because it's a land animal that flies, do not require slaughtering. They don't have to go to Gehinnom, which is slaughtering.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They get to reincarnate and be given greater opportunities to study Torah, additional opportunities to grow spiritually. Now, what does this have to do with the rest of the section?
Well,
it's recognized. What is the section actually giving us? What is it explaining to us? This verse that you've asked me to explain is really telling you what this section is saying. The way things are is people reincarnate or people go to hell, go to Gehinnom. Those are the two paths, just as there are two paths to the Torah.
there's two paths to Hashem. One is the study of Torah, and that is a path that is less cumbersome and less painful. Or there is the path of pain and suffering. But both paths get you to the same location, to be closer to Hashem. But what choice do you have? Are you going to be a fish where you're surrounded by chesed, by water all the time? Or are you going to live on the land and learn to fly? I hope that's helpful.
Yes, it is.
As strange as it sounds to me, it is helpful. Okay. Are there any other questions?
No, not very well. Okay, thank you.
But as we've discussed privately, but also in many other places, the Tikkuni Zohar is the highest level of Zohar. It's very difficult to understand. And so when you don't have questions, it's understandable that you don't have questions, because almost every word I read is a code word. But we don't understand the code words because they're not really being defined clearly. They only become defined when you recognize the code words as the language of branches, where you recognize, just as I was explaining this verse, what is a fish? It lives in water. If you don't make that connection, you'll never understand the code word. But once you make that connection, the code word becomes clear. But it's really talking about a human being who's studying the Torah. But is he surrounding himself with judgment, which is what the locusts do? What does it mean to surround himself with judgment? You can perceive the laws of the Torah as restrictions, as limitations, or you can see them as Hashem's love of you, of the human being. That's why the Tikkuni Zohar is so difficult.
I'll always think of the fish as having been, you know, survived the flood, because they were in the water.
Correct.
And the idea
they were in the water because they were not connected at all to judgment. The flood was judgment, but the fish were not connected to judgment.
And their eyes always seem to be open.
Right, which means there's no evil eye. Which is why the people born in Pisces are free of evil eye.
Okay.
Of these facts that I'm connecting with in this discussion, these are the things that as students of Kabbalah you will eventually begin to understand and make those connections on your own. Shalom Gadol to all.
Okay. Shalom Gadol. Thank you. Good night.
Shalom. Good night.
Good night.